James Brown once said, I've only got a 7th grade education, but I have a doctorate in funk, and I like to put that to good use.
In no drag, Papa's got a brand new bag.
James Brown taught the funk, and his students flourished. George Clinton in the 70s, Morris Day in the 80s. Now, a brand new Funk Music Hall of Fame is preparing for its big ribbon cutting this spring. And where would that be? Why, Dayton, Ohio, of course. Okay, that took us by surprise, too.
Dayton is the funkiest place on earth.
So says David Webb. He's the president and CEO of the Funk Music Hall of Fame. He was born and raised in Dayton, Ohio's 6th largest city. And it turns out that's not just civic pride talking. He's actually right. But before we make the case for Dayton, we asked him to walk us through an audio tour of the Hall of Fame. And it starts at a giant mural, a wall of famous faces peering back at us. David Webb calls it Mount Funkmore.
Isaac Hayes, Sly Stone, James Brown, from Prince to Roger Troutman, and they're in the clouds in heaven.
Walk past that, and you see one glass display case after another filled with outrageous shiny outfits and vintage instruments.
And Sly Family Stone's guitars, Roger Troutman's lit-up guitar. It's so much memorabilia here. It's tremendous, tremendous.
David Webb has been working on this for more than 10 years. It is a labor of love. And like many Dayton kids before him, that love affair started with one local band, the Ohio Players. In the mid-70s, the Ohio Players had a nationwide number one hit with Fire, followed by another one, Love Roller Coaster. The success of the Ohio Players encouraged other Dayton kids to try their hands at making funk music, and that set off an explosion of hit makers.
Dayton has so many groups out of here, like Slave. Lakeside.
Come along and ride on a fantastic voyage.
Sun, Zap, Roger, Dayton, Platypus. I can go on and go on.
Wait a minute, Platypus?
Platypus was with, we can walk over this way a little bit. Platypus is with Casablanca Records back in the day. They was on the label with Kiss, Miracle Group Kiss, Donna Summers. Yeah, Platypus, they made a song, Dancing in the Moonlight. We have their outfits right here. We're standing in front of their outfits.
Dayton is the city that made us one nation under a groove.
As the great Marshall Jones of the Ohio Players says, God stepped his foot into Miami Valley and the sweat off of God's feet, that would have made it funky.
That's David Webb, the president and CEO of the new Funk Music Hall of Fame and Exhibition Center in Dayton, Ohio. It's open by appointment now. The grand opening's coming once it warms up a little bit. We asked David Webb what the 20 most essential funk songs of all time are, and he curated a playlist for us. You can check that out at our website, nprmusic.org.